Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Today's episode, we have some big news.
Huge.
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 Go bigger.
Ah!
There you go. Hello, I'm Jamie Leng.
Hello, I'm Sophie Habu.
And we met 4 years ago, and now we are...
getting married.
Yeah, that's right, we are.
Well, nearly.
Well, nearly. Hello, lovely listeners. Welcome back to another episode of Nearly Weds.
So, why do you always do that?
Okay, start again. Okay, fine. Why don't you go? Go.
Hello,
Oh, there we go. That's why. That is exactly why. Because you choke.
Hello,
Oh, my God.
Hello, lovely listeners. Welcome back to you.
Oh, the little car tooted outside as he said it. Yeah. Come on, one more time.
Just do it. I got a croaky voice.
Here we go. One more time. Give it a go. Here we go.
Hello, lovely listeners. Welcome back to Nearly Weds. On today's episode, we are talking about venues.
We are. We're talking about venues. I am so excited for today because I actually don't really know much about the wedding venue, what's happened, what went on. And we're going to get into all of that, which is... exciting. By the way, to kick things off, I don't know if anyone else has this. Okay. Sophie and I were talking about sex within a relationship.
Were we?
Yeah. You said this to me yesterday.
No, because you talk to me about sex the whole time in a relationship. Like,
what do you mean I talk to you about that?
All you do is ask for sex.
Sorry?
I was speaking to somebody. She said that, firstly, Kim Kardashian has said that everyone who says that they have sex more than once a week in a relationship is a liar. So we're liars because actually... we do.
We have sex more than once a
yes.
week.
Yes. And then secondly, someone else said, if you have time to have sex more than once a week, then you're not working hard enough.
If it was up to me, I would have it a lot.
Dad listens to this podcast.
Oh, it's healthy.
No, it isn't healthy.
It's healthy.
No.
Patrick doesn't mind.
The thing is, I also then saw something that if you pumped a girl with a load of testosterone, they would actually want to have sex more. So actually, it's biology.
I think you, and I'm sorry if there are any parents listening, you would only do it once a month if you had your way.
You are disgraceful.
What is that disgraceful?
You are shameful.
That is not being shameful.
You're shameful. You know I'm tired. You are.
I'm sorry.
You're just shameful. You embarrass me in front of everyone. It's not true.
No, I'm tired.
I am a lady of the night.
Sorry, you're a prostitute. You're a prostitute.
I feel uncomfortable talking about things like this. I'm not very comfortable. I don't see the need.
No, it's nice.
I don't see the need. It's not nice. It makes everyone in the room feel uncomfortable. There's no need.
Do you think I'm sexy?
Keep it PG.
Do you think I'm sexy?
Yes, Jamie.
You do think I'm sexy?
I'd rather vomit than reply to something like that. It's so gross.
What things can I do?
Don't.
I have to ask. What things do I do that you suddenly go, well, that's quite hot. He's quite hot there. What have I ever done?
I think maybe if you like played sport really well, it's quite attractive.
Oh, because when I played sport in Portugal.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
We went to Portugal, guys, for Sophie's sister, shout out to Georgia, her 30th birthday.
And we didn't celebrate at all. We were just basically had a family holiday.
Yeah, but it was great. We had a lovely little holiday. And I played tennis, and you thought I was hot when I was playing tennis.
What, with your black socks pulled up
yeah.
knees and your swimming trunks?
Yeah.
And you're burnt to a...
Did you think I was hot or not?
Yeah, you're good at tennis. It's no, attractive.
Why can't you say I'm just hot? I can say you're hot. Look, you're hot.
Yeah, I know, and it's cringe. Everyone's spitting out their tea, their coffee. Everyone's cringing. Their toes are curling. Their vagina's shrinking. Like, no one wants to hear it.
I also heard this. Apparently, when you get pregnant as a woman,
yeah.
your vagina swells.
No shit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Everything swells.
No, but I didn't realise
that. What do you mean? How much does it swell?
Apparently, it swells loads.
Who told you that?
My hairdresser.
Why does it swell?
I don't know. It apparently really, it swells.
No, it dilates when you're about to give birth, just stretched at the baby.
No, apparently your
but
vagina...
But not like day to day. It's not like some poofy vagina.
I think it does. It becomes a poofy vagina. Yes, it does.
Quite comfy. It's like a pillow to sit on. I'm not sure that's quite correct.
Apparently that is true, yeah.
Well, I've got that all to come, haven't I? The good thing about that vagina is you won't be able to see it because your bump will be so big, so you'll get the pleasure of seeing your eye move.
I think a poofy vagina is quite cool.
Yeah, I do.
I wish my willy was poofy, but if you got pregnant and my willy went poofy, I'd...
I can't wait for my poopy vagina when I get pregnant. Honestly, it's the most thing I'm excited for. I get pregnant if I can, just so I can experience the poopy vagina.
We went to Portugal, which was really fun. We had a lovely time. We drank a lot of alcohol.
Oh, grow up. No, we didn't. You.
It was the. What? Me what?
You drank a bottle of white wine before we went for dinner one night, yeah, within the space of an hour, having met my family, like all my cousins.
This is the first time I met your family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And everyone's drinking beers, as you do. I was drinking champagne. Jamie decided to drink a whole bottle of white wine. And boy, were you drunk.
I wasn't that drunk.
You were like okay drunk, actually.
I was absolutely fine drunk.
You fought quite a lot in Portugal. It was quite weird.
You fought with me, yeah. Sophie. You were so grumpy at me.
You were quite annoying though.
Why? What was I doing?
Because you kept huffing and puffing about how tired you were. I was like, man up, stop drinking so much then.
Sophie.
Or sleep some more. Get off your phone, get off TikTok.
Oh my lord.
Get off searching yourself on Google at night, which is what you do.
When do I ever search myself on Google?
Go on your top search now on Google.
Okay, I will do it. I'll go on my top
search. Oh my God, do you remember when it was porn and my friend looked? Shall we tell that story?
Okay, hold on. Let's just check. I can't. My internet's not working.
Oh.
It's not working.
Guilty as charged. Every time I go on your laptop, the first search is Jamie Lang.
No, it's not even my surname. You're getting married to me again.
No, it is.
Jamie Lang.
Jamie Lang.
There you go. It's yours.
Like, there's not like an the G's, not two G's. It's just like Jamie Lang.
I don't Google myself.
You do.
I have a Google alert that would pop up if...
You do. Anyway, we once went for dinner with my very good friend Chrissy and her boyfriend, who is also a very good friend, Archie. And Archie was late. And we were showing Chrissy an apartment that we really wanted to rent. And she was looking through Jamie's phone. And you know when you sort of like go from one Google search to the next Google search? And she went, oh! And I was like, what? And she sat next to me. She starts laughing hysterically, but like very uncomfortably. And I was like, what the hell is it? And it was porn of a girl twerking, is that what we called it? This girl's booty was just shaking in my face. But it wasn't like, oh, I'm looking at a girl's... It was porn. It was on a porn site.
It was not on a porn site.
Yeah,
it was
not. Dirty, dirty boy.
Firstly, we were just going out at this point.
Are you mental? We live together.
We did live together.
We were just about to get the new apartment.
No, sorry. We had lived together.
I was in the next room.
Oh, this was... No.
I hung over and I went to sleep.
Did you?
You tried to... And I was like, I'm so hungry. I need to sleep before we have dinner. You clearly went in the other room and like decided to get up some twerking porn of like some girl's butt. Like you are rank.
I can't remember it. I can't remember.
I can't remember it.
All I remember is that you being incredibly upset that you had come across that I was watching porn.
No, I then embarrassed you and then you flipped it on me and made me feel bad because you were like, you've really embarrassed me in front of your friends.
Because you kept going down
like,
the route.
Because I couldn't stop. Like I'd have a mouthful of food, I'd be like, I can't believe you were watching porn when I was in the next room.
If you caught me watching porn now, would you be upset?
I'd be so grossed out. You're just creepy old man.
I don't watch porn, by the way. I actually don't watch porn because I actually think porn overstimulates you. Because then,
how do you know if you don't watch it?
Yeah, why? I don't watch it. Hey, can we talk? But we can talk about this. Sophie and I have these big arguments. So not arguments, sometime, and we're going to get back to Portugal and things like that. Sophie and I have these things. Sort of conversations about sending nudes. You don't want to send nudes because you're classy and you think it's a bit crude.
I just think it's lame. Like I'm right next to you. Like what more do you want to see?
The poofiness. I don't know. Anyway, it's beside the point, but if you're in a relationship, I think this is healthy.
But what, whilst you're like downstairs and I'm upstairs, ooh, Cooey, look what I'm doing. This is just bizarre.
Okay, so it's not going to happen. So we were in Portugal, but we were having fights. Because you, I was tired.
It's nothing to do with nudes.
No, it wasn't to do with nudes, I know. But you were having arguments with me for no reason. One moment, I jumped onto the bed and went, oh, And you went, oh, complaining again, are you? And I went, sorry, what? I just jumped onto the bed.
I did.
I couldn't believe you'd done that.
Do you know what? I came back and I, sorry to be really crap, like, but I actually, it was my time of the month. So I'm going to think it was that. I was very hormonal in Portugal.
Okay, so can you now apologize that you were just being a...
I apologize. I was
B-I-T-C-H to me.
I was overtired and you were overstimulating. And I just wanted some peace and quiet. And there was none of that from you. You chip, chip, chip in my ear.
That was what it was.
And I just wanted 5 minutes peace. When I skiddled up to my room, I just wanted to close my eyes and have a little rest. But you were...
Hey, by the way, we should read out some listeners' messages.
We should read out some listeners' messages.
Because thank you so much for writing into us at Nearly Wed Podcast. We love to hear from you.
Okay, so Cameron Slade. It was the last night of our holiday in the Algarve. Oh, how apt. And I had booked up for us to go to a lovely dinner overlooking the beach. My plan was to, after the meal, take her onto the beach and ask the big question under the sunset. Sounds very cute, I know. The restaurant was packed and had a lovely vibe, with the couple either side of us speaking Portuguese. With this in mind, after a while, the conversation took a bit of a cheeky turn, discussing the night before in the bedroom and even what might happen later on from following the meal, if you know what I mean. At the time, this was very exciting and fun, and seemingly got more frequent and graphic as the wine and cocktails kept coming, to the point that towards the end of our meal, we had totally forgot that the couples either side of us were even there. This was all fine up until something caught our ears. The man on one of the tables next to us, in the most London cab driver Cockney accent you ever heard, said to the waiter, "Can I get the bill, please, mate?"
Do it in the Cockney accent.
"Can I get the bill, please, mate?"
Not bad, actually.
Yeah. "Can I get a bill, please, mate?" We were mortified and went silent for the first time since being sat down. They must have been bilingual. They have heard every word we said.
Oh, my God. They were just talking about sex and everything.
Yeah, and like, obviously, really, these two are putting us to shame. They are like sexy, sexy people.
What? How do people do that? What do you say to one another across the table?
Well,
what do you say? "Oh, I can't wait to see your poofy vagina." Why? What do you say? Sex talk.
Let me finish it. What makes it worse is that they clearly wanted us to know we'd been caught, and he literally could have asked for the bill in Portuguese. We can only imagine what they were saying about us during their meal without us knowing. We quickly settled the bill and left the restaurant as fast as we could. Luckily, the story is a happy ending, and somehow afterwards, my partner still said yes on the beach, but we do watch what we say in restaurants now. Hope you like the story. Sorry if it's long. Absolutely cringe reliving it too.
I love that.
And I love that you guys are having like...
Yeah, sexy chat in a restaurant.
Yeah, go for it. Do you think we would ever do that?
Okay, well, let's try it out.
Oh, you're joking.
What would you say to me?
"Can I see your poofy willy?" Come on, get your poofy willy out. Is it poofy or poofy?
Honestly, the most ridiculous thing, that's what it would be.
Okay.
Okay, we have another message. This is from Ali, who says, "Hi, my friends are sick of hearing me talk about weddings at this point, so I'm loving your podcast for wedding chat." Thanks, Ali. "I'm getting married in September and desperately trying to avoid the pre-wedding stress. We decided a huge party was needed after the last few years, so we've hired a beautiful hotel on the cliff top for the weekend. It was that or going to Vegas and eloping."
Eloping.
Sorry. "We've used a website for RSVPs and our registry, just a honeymoon fund, as we've lived together for years. And our guests have already started contributing to the fund. I'm mega grateful. But now that it's started, I feel so uncomfortable with taking money from our friends and family just to go off and treat ourselves to a lovely holiday. How do you feel about receiving gifts setting up a registry?"
I'm so confused. Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing, yeah.
So we can get people to pay for our wedding?
No, you can get people to donate money to you, yeah, for like a honeymoon or a trip or something like that.
I'm just going to get massage vouchers and get everyone to just book them. So I can like, the drop of a hat, massage. Feeling a bit tired, massage.
So we have 150, 60 guests coming. They're all going to be just massages for you.
And you.
160 massages.
I'll do like 50 massages. So I've got like, that's.
Once a week.
Well, I need more.
For what? What would you need more on?
160 would give me twice a week for a year. Is that a good math or what?
Oh my God. How many days are there in a year?
360 or something. Yeah, so
360 or something, give or take.
180. So if we've got 180 people,
how many weeks are there in a year?
Oh God!
Just chuck a number out there.
I'm not.
Go on, just please.
No, I feel really ill.
Chuck a number out there. How many weeks do you think there is?
So if there's 360 days, there's got to be like divided by four, right?
Okay. Do you want to do that?
No,
just chuck a number.
I can't do
that. Oh my God, just check.
Look, I'm streetwise, not
quite. It's numerical. Just pick a number. Just go. How many weeks?
You do it.
How many weeks are in a year?
You do it, you Bella.
Baby, come on. It's
no,
funny.
You do it, baby.
I will. Just do it.
No, you do it. Just stop acting like you're more clever than me. You're both thick as pictures.
Listen, to anyone who's listening now, so if you're smart, you're intelligent, you're beautiful, you're everything. Sometimes you get some things wrong, like I do, like everyone else. Just guess a number. 365 days a year.
There's 12 months and there's 4 weeks in each month, so it's 12 times four.
What is that?
So that's 48.
360 days in a year and 48 weeks. Smashed it. No, 52 weeks in a year.
Why is that 52? Because there's 4 weeks in a month.
Maybe there's not. Sorry. What? 30 days have September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31.
Oh, yeah, but who cares about them?
What?
I don't care about them.
What do you mean?
I don't care about like February, which has only got like 28 days in it.
Yeah, that would be 4 weeks.
Ooh.
There's more in every other a month.
I thought there was 30 days in every month. Okay, we need to delete this podcast from start to finish. I need to go back to school. Something terrible has happened to my brain.
Oh my God, baby, that's fine. That's fine.
Shush.
That's fine.
Dude, you've embarrassed me. You've outed me.
I love you. I love you.
I'm stupider.
You're not. You are so smart.
Just shush.
You are so smart.
I'm not giving you.
Lamb, you are so
smart. Don't you lamb me. You're a fox, if anything, a snaky fox.
Lammy.
Who eats the lamb? I'm the sweet, innocent lamb. You've put me out for failure, and I'm not happy about it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, we got another message.
Guys, we've got another one from Aaron, just to lighten the mood. Aaron said, guys, I have a conundrum. My partner's brother has decided to get married in South Africa on New Year's Eve. That's what we wanted to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Something I thought was pompous. Oh, perfect. But I was willing to go along with it.
Well, that's what we were going to do. It's quite pompous, but I went with it.
That was until I heard you guys thought it was a ridiculous venture and far, far too expensive and even half a world away. Mm. I said to my partner, even Sophie and Jamie won't bloody get married half a world away. To make it worse, I have two young children who I obviously wouldn't force to travel that far in a plane after Christmas. I have now told my partner I don't want to go. Flights are well over 1,400 each, South African summertime, and it's Christmas time when I should be at home with my children drinking champagne and eating mince pies. He has turned around and said I'm extremely selfish as I won't do this for him. But for me, his brother is a selfish pleb that forced this upon his family, but surely I don't have to go. Thoughts on this? I'm pretty adamant I'm not going, but he's pretty adamant I am.
What do you think?
I mean, I would go, but I get if it's a money thing, then... Yeah, that's a whole other situation.
I think you just have to agree on what you both want. That is so important, right?
That's like my sister having a wedding in South Africa at Christmas. She'd be like, I want to be with my mom in the countryside eating.
Oh, is that what they're saying?
Yeah. And he's like, your sister's a selfish bitch. Like, I want to be at home with the kids. I would be like, I'm going to my sister's wedding.
Yeah.
But then I'd probably be like, look, if you don't want to go, I wouldn't force you to go because I wouldn't, you just bum me out if you were there and you didn't want to go. I'd be like, stay home and get foul mince pies and I'll go live it up in South Africa. That would be my view. So if you don't want to go, but then I get it because he's got kids and he wants to, you know, you want to be together as a family. I'd be like, I'm taking the kids and going. See ya.
Okay, great. Hey, listen to all you listeners.
Can You're not going
to
give your advice.
That you just gave the best bit of advice.
But you've got to be on his side.
Don't
worry. I do get your situation. I do get it. It is a lot to ask for, but it's also a once in a lifetime opportunity. You could make amazing memories. Your children will get to see penguins. Yeah, it's expensive, but like,
let's be honest,
so is champagne and mince pies.
Your children will get to see penguins. Is that?
There's penguins in Cape Town.
They're tossed. You can't see them anywhere. We went and saw them.
Why would you ruin that then?
Okay, we went and saw them and it wasn't great.
Yeah, you're a mile away and fencing all around them. But
Sophie wanted to jump over and touch the penguins. You were so upset you couldn't do that.
You were so upset I dragged you there. Anyway, that's our advice for you. I really hope. I actually hope you go because I think you've got many, many Christmases to have eating mince pies and champagne in UK or wherever you live. And I think one in South Africa celebrating people's love is a good thing.
You only live once. Listen, we would love to hear from you. We want to hear some amazing bad, the good, the ugly.
The voice notes.
Send some voice notes, some horrific wedding stories, some great wedding stories, some terrible proposal stories. We really want a dirtier, worser, most awful, the better.
The stinkier, the better.
The stinkier, the better.
Get them in.
Hey, now on to the big news. Sophie, take it away.
Okay, guys. Your girl flew to Spain. She arrived at midnight. She got up the next morning. She met Lucia around wedding planning.
Should we recap or as well, just in case they haven't listened to the last episode?
Oh, we've changed wedding planner. We're getting married in Spain. It's actually in Marbella.
We haven't locked this down yet, just to let everyone...
Well, I have in my mind. Oh. My heart's lined and sunken.
Can I say, so lined in the sunken?
There's just no way. If we're not getting married there, we're not getting married anyway.
We have to change our wedding planners from my great friend. We've now moved on to Lucia.
Yeah.
Who is our new wedding planner.
Yes.
Sophie met for the first time. Sophie flew out to Spain, to Marbella, to go look at a venue that she is in love with. She hadn't seen it before. She doesn't know what it's like. You've flown out there. You've arrived in Spain. Take it away.
I arrive in Spain. We get up. We drive there.
What was Lucia like?
I meet Lucia. She comes in. She drives up in a really gorgeous car. She comes out the car. She honestly looks like she's just more... She is so beautiful. I can't even tell you. Her hair is like so classy.
Her hair's blowing.
I mean, I don't know why I bought like a crush. Like, she's just gorgeous. Like, so classy and lovely and just kind, warm. Actually, I must rewind a little bit.
Okay.
As we drove in, my dad and I arrived before Lucia.
Yeah.
And we went... Can we go to the villa where we want to get married? And they sort of like wound down the window. Everyone was on their walkie-talkies. I was like, this place is high.
Everyone's got walkie-talkies?
Yeah, they were like walkie-talkies. Like, can they get through?
Is it a hotel?
So it's part of the Marbella Club Hotel.
Okay, got it.
Anyway, I arrived. There were these huge big gates. And I have actually been to the Marbella Club many times. It's a really beautiful, special hotel. I've sort of been for like Sunday lunch, Easter, la, la, la. And I've always walked past these huge gates. I never knew what they were. You can't see anything through them. And it turns out that would be the house in which we would get married. However, there were all these bald, stacked men in all black suits with black sunglasses and walkie-talkies. I was like, what's going on? So me and my dad saunter over, like trying to unlock the door. They honestly like barricaded us back. My dad's also like 6'4". So he was like...
Do they stop you from going in?
Yeah, like very abruptly. And they were like speaking to us in a language I didn't understand. And then they were all walkie-talking. And basically they were like, you can't come in. Luckily, Lucia walks in at this time and she had another lady with her from the hotel, the main hotel. And they were like, we're so sorry. But a sheikh flew in at 2 a.m. last night.
No.
And he doesn't wake up till 12 in the day and he's got security and no one, not even the staff from the hotel, can enter the premises.
No one's allowed in there?
No one. I think they bring in all their chefs.
No one's just allowed in?
Nothing. So I was like, okay, so my dad's like talking to Lucia and whatever. So I creep around, peek through the gate and the security guard's like, Gross! Shouting at me. I was like, Then we walk out onto the promenade. I was like, look, I just like the sound of it already. Staying in there, sweet.
So you haven't even seen it?
No, but then we went for a coffee. I know where it is. I smelled the air of it.
Okay.
And then we went for a coffee and I looked at a 360 video of it. I love it. I know it's perfect. Don't question me on this. Don't argue me on this.
I'm not arguing.
The one we're going for.
So it was, even though you haven't seen it yet,
haven't stepped foot indoors, but I'm going for it. It's the one.
What? This is nonsense. You haven't even seen it.
I did say, what happens if the sheikh flies in on the weekend that we get the wedding, and will he be able to take over it then?
Sophie, so you think that some bloke will be able to...
Clearly.
No, you...
If I had an appointment and he shuttered me out.
Yeah, but you had an appointment just to see... You weren't paying to be there. If you've paid the money to be there, then of course we're going to be allowed into the venue. But wait, Han, you love this place.
I love it.
Oh my gosh, she did a whisper. When Sophie whispers something, that means she adores it.
It's like home to me. It's like just home. I just love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's perfect in every way. I mean, I can't really explain too much without you guys being able to see visuals of it, but there's like a moment for each thing. And the best bit about it is like, each place you're at, you don't know where you're like, the guests will arrive. They'll see us, you know, going down the aisle or whatever. And they'll be like, where on earth is the dinner bit going to be? Because you can't see it. And then you get taken through to that. And then they'll think, where on earth are we going to party? And then you get taken through to that.
Is it on the beach? Maze? Is it on the beach?
And the view, the backdrop's the sea. So you can hear the waves crashing. Yeah. The problem we have is there's six bedrooms. And
so where am I staying?
Well, you on the night will stay with me. But there are a lot of villas surrounding it, which I hope you get a bit discount with that, because otherwise, Jesus, we're not going to afford it. But like, surely that's where your groomsmen and your family stay. Because I think my family and my bridesmaids, the bridal party stays in the house.
So you guys stay in the house and I have to find another property to stay in.
Well, I think that you would stay with, the groomsmen will probably stay in one house, and then your family, because you have a huge family, I reckon they'll all stay in one house, all very near to each other. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I think you're just going to tell me what we're going to do.
Well, I mean, it's obviously extra cost. So we just have to like incorporate that in.
So you have picked the venue, you're doing it, and you get to stay in the house. What is it if I said I want to stay in the villa?
Well, on the night, you get to stay in the villa, but you can't stay the night before because that's bad luck. There's only six bedrooms. Shame that I've got eight bridesmaids as well. Where are they all going to stay? Someone's going to have to be on the sofa. Sorry, guys.
Okay, but the good news is we found the venue that you love at last. So ladies and gentlemen, I can say it right now. Sophie Habu, soon to be Sophie Lang, has found the venue that she wants to get married at. That is insane.
Should I say the date? What if people will come?
Who's going to come?
We could have queues of people.
Doing what?
Because we're famous now because of this podcast.
You think people are going to turn up? People are going to put it in their diary now.
Loads of press outside.
Don't say the date, but we're going to do it April, May time, correct?
It's not April.
Or April, just May. May time. No, make it more aloof.
Sorry. It's like June.
Oh my God.
June 2025.
I'm very excited.
I'm so excited.
I can't wait to go and visit the place where I'm going to get married.
We need to book in a date.
Yeah, we're going to book it in. I can't wait.
Oh my God. The best bit about it. You can't have a chef being brought in. You do have to, like, part of the package is that you have to have that.
How can the sheikh bring in the chef then?
Well, he's a sheikh. He gets to do whatever he wants. Probably paying them a
chef. Why can't we? Why can't we? Why is a sheikh more important than us?
Well, do you have a crown? Does a sheikh wear a crown? Do you fly in on a private jet? No.
Why does that make it more important?
Because he's obviously got more cash. But the funnest thing is that we get to do a food tasting. So once we lock this down, we fly back up, we do the food tasting, we do the wine tasting.
That is amazing.
I'm so psyched for that.
Honey, I love you. I think it's the greatest thing in the world.
I went and did it on my own, everyone, as well. So now everyone, it's been recorded, it has been documented that I flew to Spain at midnight and I flew back the next night at midnight and I locked down that venue and you sat at home playing Gulag.
When Sophie, I had to wait up for Sophie to arrive back. When Sophie landed in Heathrow, I got a call from her and she was crying. I said, what?
I was so hungry.
I said, why are you crying? She says, because I'm hungry and there are no taxis.
No,
Because there was no taxis and you were hungry.
No, because guys, my flight was at 9 and I packed this like little meal that I got from the airport. You know, you go and you choose a couple little things to snack on. And I had it all in my little bag, and then lo and behold, at stag do, of these men who were drunk and like steaming of beer sat next to me, and I was like, I can't crack open this tuna salad because they will literally make fun of me. So from 9 till 12, I was like, I felt like I was eating myself. I was so hungry. So the minute I got home, I dug into some vegan turkey in the fridge.
It wasn't vegan turkey.
It was vegan.
It was full-blown turkey that you ate that I got.
Yeah, well, what can we do when we're starving? Beggars can't be choosers.
I'm excited for that you found it and I can't wait to go and see it.
Imagine if you hate it.
Imagine. After. I'm going to have to do it. All right, we got to that time in the episode where we like to play our favourite game, which is...
Reverse Mr. and Mrs.
Okay, so we're going to make this a nice, quick, easy one because I'm excited for our next little bit that we have coming up. You have the question this week. What is the question?
The question is, what is a habit we'd want to get rid of from each other?
A habit?
Worst habit.
The worst habit. Oh, you've got loads.
You've got fucking loads.
You have loads.
Have you seen yourself?
Sorry. Okay, am I going to go first? I think I know what your worst habit is.
Yeah, go on.
Your worst habit is the fact that you put nutritional yeast everywhere. Everywhere. Like dust. That's your worst habit. Everywhere.
Not true. My wife, that's a nice habit. That's
not.
That's a healthy, vegan,
you're not vegan.
Cultural, delicious, cheesy dust that I sprinkle over salads. Sorry.
What's your worst habit? What's your worst habit?
My worst habit must be that I am pretty unorganized. I'll put that out there.
Clumsy?
That's endearing. Goofy.
You steal my socks. You steal my socks and my boxes.
You had one.
Okay, fine.
You sniff your asshole. That is a habit that has to go before we walk down the aisle. It has to. Or there is no I do. It must stop. It is unhygienic. It is a safety hazard. And above all, it is just disgusting. And if my, God forbid, my child picks up on that habit, because I would disown him or her. So as a role model and a father-to-be, not that I'm pregnant, that must stop. Agreed?
That's not my worst habit. It's not even true.
It is true. What's your worst habit then?
My worst habit.
Nothing could be worse than that.
It's not true. It's not my...
Go on.
My worst habit is the fact that I would say I'm a people pleaser. That's probably my worst habit.
That also is really annoying, but not as bad as sniffing your bum.
Ah, that was...
Reverse Mr. and Mrs.
Right, we have another bit in the podcast what we're going to start doing, which is really fun. We're getting loads of people sending in different things, which we love to sort of check out and read. And so we like to call this bit Wedding Favours. So if you have tips or hints or businesses or things,
lovely little personalized unique ideas that would add to a wedding or make, you know, things like that. But I mean, for example, this week we found a wedding illustrator called Aaron Jacob Jones, and he does live wedding paintings at weddings, and they're just really beautiful. They're little sketches.
How cool is that, by the way?
So epic. We'll post it onto our Instagram as well and tag him. But I mean, I feel like we should get this. It's so sick. Love it.
Weddingillustrator.co.uk. You know, you obviously have photographers and things at the wedding, but actually he's going to illustrate you on the dance floor at the dinner party. You know, it's basically up to you what you want. And then you get these amazing little illustrations for your guests, for you, for everyone. It's just epic.
It's so epic. And also if like you're one of those people, like the people who wrote in earlier, and you know, you don't know anyone, you're a plus one, it's a great time killer. Like, just go do that if no one's talking to you.
What a great idea.
Like, instead of a photo booth, just go sit and get your photo, your picture illustrated, and then an hour's gone by and everyone's pissed, and then you can just join the party easy breezy.
It's also a great memento of the wedding because you get to keep the sketches and you get a memory of the wedding. It's not just photos, it's an illustration. How sick is that?
I think it's such a lovely idea. Very unique.
I still want to do my golf balls, but that...
Nope.
I still want to do the golf balls. Well, I love that. Go and check them out. It's amazing. We love that. Send us some more to @NiddyWedsPodcast because we want to hear from you. That's the end of... that's the end of episode 8.
It's quite embarrassing that we haven't even looked down the venue and we're 8 episodes in, but we'll only talk about positive things from now.
Let's leave this on a high note. What have we learned?
We've learned that there are 52 weeks in a year.
Yeah, how many days?
360. What have you learned?
Give or take a couple of days, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever, let's begin with that. I have learned that actually Sophie, you're pretty resilient when you put your mind to it. I was very impressed that you flew out to Spain by yourself. You saw the wedding venue by yourself.
That's
and you
right, bit.
Yeah, then you came back. I mean, that's
no
what...
No one underestimate me.
Good to do what?
Just don't. Because okay. You don't know what's coming.
Okay. I love you.
Oh, well, you say I love you too much, but I do love you too.
Okay.
I love you guys too. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it.
And congrats to anyone who's got engaged, who's getting engaged. And thank you once again for all the messages you keep sending in. Send them to @NillyWedsPodcast. We want to hear from you.
You guys rock.
Bye, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.